Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. The Texans looking to gain ground in the AFC South, as well as head into the bye week on a positive note as they took on the Tennessee Titans at NRG Stadium. Let's check out all the highlights and reactions in this week's Texans Rewind.
The Texans are back in their building for the first time in 24 days, and they'll need every bit of home field advantage they can get if they're going to snap out of a funk that has them at 2-5.
The Texans' defense was dominant and inspired as J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus combined for six of the team's seven total sacks, tying a franchise record.
Mettenberger gets the snap. Here's the rush. And the sack is there as the Texans get all over Mettenberger. It's Whitney Mercilus. Here's the snap. Mettenberger. Pocket collapsing. Sacked. Another sack on the way by Whitney Mercilus. His second of the game. Mettenberger back to throw. Watt's got him by the leg, and Watt's got a sack. JJ gets Mettenberger for the third sack of the game for this Texans defense. Mettenberger digs in. Back to pass. Mettenberger stepping up. Here comes pressure. Watt has a sack, and the ball comes out. Rick falls on it. Houston has it. Mettenberger gets the snap. Mettenberger holding the ball again. Mercilus with his third sack of the game. The hat trick for Whitney. Mettenberger gets the snap. Here comes JJ. Here comes Click. And Click and Watt have the sack. They bring down Mettenberger again. Mettenberger gets the snap. Here's the pass rush. And Mercilus is there again with JJ. Another sack. Number seven on the day. That ties a team record.
I just got to contribute it to just hard work. Day in, day out, just working on my pass rush, just trying to be a complete player. Just trying to be what the coaches want me to be. That's it.
Yeah, we played a lot better, and it was good. It was a lot more fun, that's for damn sure.
Rookie Kevin Johnson also came up big, picking off Zach Mettenberger for his first career interception.
Max protect for Tennessee. Here's the snap. Mettenberger with time. Airs it out downfield. And it's picked off by Kevin Johnson across the 40 to his right, 45-50. And Johnson out of bounds in Tennessee territory. The rookie with the pick.
You know, we just knew that what we put on tape against the Dolphins wasn't, you know, how we play football. And, we just came out here with some passion and intensity. The coaches put us in great position to make plays all day, and we just tried to execute.
Have you had a chance to reflect on getting number one?
A little bit. My teammates, been, showing me a lot of love, and, I've just been, enjoying. I'm happy that we got the win, one interception.
Offensively, the good guys couldn't really get the running game going, but Brian Hoyer was solid with 235 yards passing, including touchdown tosses to DeAndre Hopkins and Nate Washington.
Hoyer under center, fakes the handoff again, has some time, airs it out, looks out of the end zone, and Hopkins with the catch, touchdown Houston. 21-yard TD pass and a beautiful reception by DeAndre Hopkins. Hoyer under center, one back, Alfred Blue. Hoyer fakes the give, mini boot. Bryan with time, airs it out long downfield. Nate Washington is there. Washington with the catch. Washington with the touchdown. Nate is slow to get up, but he hung on to the ball for six. A 42-yard touchdown pass to the veteran.
Man, it kind of messed up my touchdown dance, but I'll take the touchdown all day.
Take us to the play.
It's one of our plays that we run. Just awesome job of Ryan trusting the play and staying in the pocket. After I watched the replay on the big screen, he took a heck of a shot. So it was really all of him, our offensive line holding up front and just giving the opportunity on the back end.
We knew coming in, I knew that Nate was going to have a big day. I mean, playing against his old team, he was fired up. So to get him that one, it was an incredible catch. And complete a catch to the ground was awesome. And then Hop, that's just Hop being Hop. It's one-on-one, throw it up, and he has such good ball skills and knows when to jump that You know, I'm never going to pass those up.
You know, whatever it took, we had to get the win. It wasn't pretty, but who cares? You know, it's a win. And these guys fought hard. They practiced hard this week. We got a good locker room. We got a good bunch of guys, they knew that they had to win this game, you know, and so it was good to get the win.
All right, John Harris, Whitney Merciless, yes, the player of the game. You just had a chance to talk to him. Boy, 7 sacks for these Houston Texans. That pass rush was all over it today.
This is what we've been waiting for all year when Jadeveon Clowney was drafted. He's going to be healthy with Whitney and J.J. Watt. This is what we wanted all year long. We wanted to see them unleash and get to the quarterback, and they did today. And a lot of that had to do with how they stopped the run early. They got the special teams turnover that got them a lead. That's the one thing they haven't done this year, Patty, is they haven't played with a lead. They've had to chase. Today they made Tennessee chase, and that allowed the pass rush to get there. J.J. was phenomenal. Whitney Merciless was just amazing. And I said to Whitney on the field, Taylor Lewan was talking to trash to him after the first sack. Yeah, Merciless got him another 2.5 times.
Let's talk a little bit offense. Brian Hoyer, you talk about consistency, played very consistent. DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, we could talk about him week in, week out, just phenomenal. But really, kind of, you know, I'm not real big fan of taking what the defense gives you, but that's exactly what Brian Hoyer did today, and it was successful.
He did, up until the one time where he had to take the shot. And then he got hit and took the shot and threw the shot. And Nate made a big play against his former team. I know that's going to feel pretty good for him. Obviously, his hip will hurt a little bit, but getting that shot down the field was big because it was 10-6 at that point, and Tennessee was still in the ball game, and that sort of, that took the wind out of their sails, and that was huge. And it was a drive that was Hoyer to Hopkins, Hoyer to Hopkins, Hoyer to Hopkins, and then boom, here's your shot to Nate Washington. And if you're offensive coordinator, that's the way you draw it up. You just have to do more of that.
You know, we talked all week long about this being that must-win game and how close this AFC South is at this point. The Texans did their job tomorrow night, obviously against Carolina, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Texans are right there in it.
We talk about this all the time when it comes to games. You play a bad half, but you're only down 3 or 4 points. You play a bad 3 quarters, but you're only down a touchdown going into the 4th quarter. That bodes well for you. Well, for the Texans, the first half of the season didn't go as you expected. You played probably as poorly as you could have played at certain points throughout this year. And yet, worst case, you're going to wake up on Tuesday, worst case, 1 game back. Worst case. Best case, you could be tied for first in this whole thing. So you still got the second half completely wide open, and all you got to do is just get in the dance. That's it. You just need an invite. Doesn't matter whether it takes 16 wins or 9 wins or 7 wins. You just got to be invited to the dance.
All right, John, thanks so much. Great stuff.
Appreciate it.
All right, we have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere as we head to the bye week. When we return, we will look forward to the second half of the season. Stay with us. Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. November's nominees are cornerback Kareem Jackson, offensive lineman Xavier Suofilo, and running back Chris Chicken and Shrimp Polk. Every vote automatically enters you to win a Whataburger VIP pack, which includes tickets to a Texans game and front-of-the-line access to the Community Player of the Year appearance.